Welcome to our Community Corner for a Tuesday morning. It's time now for a visit with our Webster City City Manager, John Herrenstein, who joins me live in the studios on this 17th of February. John, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Pat.
We had a record last night, didn't we?
It was pretty close to
short
one,
meeting
it?
Is what we talked
short
about.
Meeting. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the wheels of government can move fast. Sometimes they move slow. Apparently last night it was fast. So we had the audit on the agenda. Very happy with the results of that clean audit, reported from our outside auditor, and kudos to Dodie Wolfgram as finance director. She's been managing the finances at the city for several years and doing a fabulous job. So I believe the highlights of their report were that the city had about 225 days of operating reserves, and they considered that to be pretty healthy compared to other communities or recommendations where it was 90 or 120. So that was good news. And, you know, every time you come forward with an unmodified opinion, I think that that's a success and a testament to the work in the finance office.
So we're doing healthy-wise financially in Webster City from what the Williams and Company folks reported last night.
Yeah, you know, I'd say we are stable and that stability requires good management. You can really get out of whack pretty quick with, you know, spending if you're not on top of it. And, you know, I think the council and the finance office do a good job, monitoring that. So yeah, I would say we're steady, but you know, we definitely require a good steady hand of management to keep that going.
And give credit to Dodie for her work.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And she's been around there, John, I think.
Is it 40 years? 30 years, 40 years?
I believe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't replace that knowledge.
Not at all. Not at all. No. Also, last night, there was a talk about the wastewater treatment plant. And with some project, wasn't it?
It was actually the water plant.
Water plant. Excuse
but
me, John.
Yes, Nick Knowles, our water and wastewater plant supervisor, came in and requested an approval for replacing the embeds and the precast concrete over at the water plant. That's part of, I think, about a $2 million improvement that is going to stabilize that water plant for the next 10 to 15 years, but just make updates that are needed. In addition to that, they're replacing the front door. It's got quite a bit of glass on it. And then they're installing a new crane to help them change out the chlorine tanks.
That's quite the process, too, for that.
Well, you know, when they're dealing with the chlorine, it can get a little dangerous. But, you know, so this is as much safety as it is, you know, the need for replacement. But that's important as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Came very positive with that, too. So
yeah.
Some more work to come on the water treatment plant.
But those were the highlights, weren't they? It was a short meeting. That was it.
Yeah. So we still got ways to go here, John, about to some projects down the road. So what's been happening? People are kind of curious about anything new with the Kmart building.
Oh, gosh. You know, I just yesterday we got a call from somebody who was sniffing around on the property behind it. I believe that's owned by the Hemingway family. We'll figure out what's I haven't spoken to them yet, but probably talk to them today. The Kmart building is going to be interesting. We did, Pat, as you might remember, we did include that in the new expanded Riverview TIF boundary as we headed out to Brew Oil. So that'll provide some opportunities for redevelopment at that property. But I have not heard of any serious proposals yet. But that certainly is top of mind, and it was mentioned as one of the two properties in that corridor that we'd like to see redeveloped, the first being the truck stop, which we're happy happened so quickly, and now mm-hmm. We can focus our attentions here.
Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to be worked on, I think, in the coming weeks for a big grand opening, John, sometime around mid-spring, I believe. Or
well, yeah,
July.
They suggested to us that they'd be open by the end of April, but I don't know, bud. It seems like a lot of work to get done between now and the end of April. I'm guessing more of a summer opening.
Mm-hmm. And so there's semis still parked there on there.
Hey, you know, it's a popular place. Hopefully that continues when they open their new business, right?
Right.
Yeah, but they're out there. I see them.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with John Herrenstein, our city manager, on this Tuesday morning from KQWC, 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. other projects happening in Webster City downtown. Of course, we still have those buildings with some that have the barricades around. Anything new with that?
Well, you know, most recently, Councilor Marvel, newly elected John Marvel down at the coffee shop there,
right.
He started a group that's focusing on some concrete actions that can be taken quickly to address some of these things. So I suspect there's going to be movement on those buildings, at least a few of them this summer, to try to move things along faster than they have been going. And we're eager to work with that group and Councilor Marvel to see what can happen. Of course, we're eagerly awaiting the openings of the Elks. I think that'll be happening sometime this year. And I believe somebody told me that the distillery had begun its movement to that building. So that's a positive sign. And then I know that Ace Hardware has formally acquired former True Value structure, and I have not received a timeline on when they're going to open yet, but that's good news.
I think people are just getting so excited about that, John, when that finally opens up downtown.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. That'll be a good move.
Yeah, absolutely, for the good friends at Ace Hardware coming to downtown Webster City. And we think about summertime, talking more about the baseball and softball programs offered through the Fuller Hall and Webster City Park and Rec.
Yes. One more thing I just forgot while you were talking. The vacant building registry, our codes department began implementing that. So those with vacant buildings in commercial areas and residential areas are getting a notice, and they will actually begin paying a fee as part of our hope to prevent further deterioration of those buildings. So that was an important step that happened this spring as well. And then that will be followed by likely a rental inspection ordinance here in the summer sometime being added to ensure the safety of those structures. But on to the exciting things. Baseball and softball will be starting through Fuller Hall Recreation. That'll be a beefed up program. And we're excited with Bronwyn and Luke down at Fuller Hall and Glassy to host those programs again. One interesting opportunity that businesses may be wanting to take care of consider, there is ample opportunity to purchase a sponsorship for all types of activities, whether mm-hmm. it's baseball, softball, golf. There's also going to be opportunities to purchase banners at the swimming pool this year, and they'll be hung on the fence along the outside of it, as well as other banners that I think Brian has for sale down at Nokomis Park fields. So uniforms, banners, there's ample opportunity for local businesses to promote their business and promote youth sports, and I think that's an exciting way that they can be involved in the community.
Is this the same company that'll be responsible for put those banners right there on Superior Street between Twin Parks? Is that going to be the same company involved with that too?
Where's that at?
Well, they usually have banners right there on Superior Street when you go to and from, promoting like the event each September. That's the.
I don't think it's the same company. I don't know what she went through, but they'll be. I think they're almost like 4x8 banners that can fit in a chain link section, and they'll be on the chain link fences of the outfields or the pool. So,
okay.
I don't remember which company she's using to go through to purchase them.
All right. Anything new with the, I believe they're doing some work with the cemeteries too, as we prepare for.
I know they've been doing some spring maintenance. They've been doing some tree trimming. I'm sure they're getting ready to bring the mowers on late April. That's pretty much all that's been going on in the cemetery so mm-hmm. far.
All right. So any new businesses have you heard since our last visit coming to Webster City?
Well, we continually get calls. I'd say at least I've heard about three that we're having conversations with. You know, some of those are hot leads, some of those are cold leads, but you know, we do get called upon regularly. I would also say that as part of the Railport study that we approved almost a year ago, I think, will be added to the Union Pacific's focus sites. Which means essentially shovel-ready sites for those companies that are seeking rail access through the Union Pacific. And that's an important asset and advantage in recruiting businesses. I suspect we'll have some type of relationship with the Canadian Railroad as well.
Canadian National.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. One time known as Illinois Central.
And Chicago Northwestern.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
You know, there you go.
Many moons ago.
Yeah.
Legislature still goes on. I know there's a meeting coming up this Friday in Webster City at Briggswood's Conference Center. And this legislature right now, there may be some issues that will affect Webster City.
Yeah, the legislature is considering a series of property tax reforms. You know, I think the council and certainly our management at the city is sensitive to the property tax burden that's faced by residents and businesses in the community. Some of those proposals are workable, and I think they'll provide value to both the city operations and the residents. Others of them are more constraining and would result in some pretty serious changes to spending at City Hall, and likely, you know, result in some changes in our ability to provide the amount of services that we can. It's early on. I don't know that anything's made it out of the funnel, and we are having a forum, I believe, in February. We'll be able to talk to our legislatures and get an idea, I think, a little better where things are at.
It's actually this coming Friday.
Oh, it's this Friday. Okay.
Friday is the 20th. That'll be held at the Briggswood's Conference Center, south of Webster City, with both Shannon Latham and
Senator Guth.
Dennis Guth. They'll be appearing from 8:30 till 10 at the Briggswood's Conference Center, south of Webster City. And again, the economic development folks for Hamilton County being the sponsor of that.
And then I know that Iowa Central is again hosting their Eggs and Issues this year. Mm-hmm. I know there's going to be two hosted out at the Iowa Central campus here in Webster City. I don't know the dates, Pat, but I do know that they're coming, and that's always been a very popular program. I went last year and the year before, and it was pretty well attended.
Yeah, that it was. So that's, as soon as we know about the dates on that, we'll let you know. But again, there's the forum coming up, legislative meeting, town hall meeting, whatever you want to call it, that's scheduled for this coming Friday, the 20th.
One of the other things that the legislature is considering is some reforms to the tax increment financing. That, of course, is linked to our ability. You know, you've heard me talk about the Riverview TIF, or, you know, providing a TIF to Kading, or providing a TIF to the Brew Oil outfit that is going to Doolittle's. Some of those changes would be very limiting in our ability to recruit new businesses to the community, and would, I, you know, just quite frankly, handicap our economic development efforts. Mm-hmm. It would be very difficult to recruit businesses here without those incentives.
Indeed.
Yep.
So, kind of a quick meeting last night, and we have coming another meeting scheduled for the first Monday in March, and that'll be on March 2nd. I know we had, John Hawkins was missing last night, but anything coming up down the road that...
I think there's a lot of exciting things coming down the road for the community. And then with the council, I think is what you specifically asked. First, we'll be taking up the budget here within the next 4 to 8 weeks. We talked a little bit about electric rates last fall when Corn Belt came through and passed that 9% along. I would suspect that residents and businesses can expect at least a 5% rate increase in April. And then we'll be considering what Corn Belt does in the out years for that. But it'll probably be at least 5% this April to recoup some of those costs and power charges. I know that our charges went up. I did the January year over year, and it was actually a 10% increase. So we're seeing what we can do to try to mitigate the rate increases, but at some point in time, you've got to cover your costs to provide that power. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying about 4 to 8 weeks, they'll have a finalization of the city budget for Webster City.
Yeah, we have to submit the maximum tax levy to the county auditors because everybody gets those notices.
Yep.
And I think we have to do that by March 8th. So we'll probably have something like that on the March 2nd agenda. Our proposal right now calls for a $75,000 reduction in the levy. That is somewhat dependent upon the legislature acting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're acting in somewhat of a defensive manner. But I think we'll be able to deliver that, and we're happy to do that simply because we know that we're also going to have to pass along a rate increase. So trying to even it out as much as we can. Those electric rate increases, quite frankly, are being driven. And Webster City's not alone. This is being passed along from a power provider in North Dakota that provides power to Corn Belt, that provides power to all these cooperatives. I mean, if you want to talk about a national trend, AI, data centers, electric grid build-out, that is driving these cost increases.
All right, so more to come out of that
yeah.
at a future council meeting down the road.
Yeah, you betcha. There's going to be quite a bit of stuff going on. I think the other five things that I'd say residents and businesses can be excited about, Hamilton County Growth Partnership is going to be coming out with a Envision Webster City document. That's going to have five programs on it. It's going to have the daycare. We're going to see the daycare finish this year with Riverview and Webster City Daycare merging. We're going to see continued work on the wastewater plant. Our CMAR project keeps moving along, and we'll probably be breaking ground on that in September. We're eager to see the school board continue working towards remodeling the high school and getting that moved along. There's also discussion about sports facilities, similar to that that are located in Humboldt, Algona, and Clear Lake, to see if that's an opportunity or an option for our community. And then I think one of the more exciting topics that businesses are certainly interested in is they'll be convening the governing entities that are responsible for property tax levies, and we'll be talking about sort of a coordinating strategy to minimize the tax impact on businesses and residents. The important part of that collaboration has to do with a lot of what the state's talking about with the property tax limits and figuring out how to do more together with maybe less revenue.
And, of course, one more thing, too, there, John, is that coming up this late winter, spring, will be the demolition of a Webster City institution, which
yes.
is known as
yes.
as Hilltop School.
Are you going to tie yourself to the building?
No.
No, you won't.
No,
but you would like a brick.
I.
But you would like a brick, right?
I would like a brick.
We should just have, like, a few out here. We should drop a pallet off out here, do you think? Would people like to come out here to pick them up?
We're going to talk with management about that. Otherwise, I would get in trouble. But anyway, that's going to be a sad and kind of moving moment when that building comes tumbling down very soon there for the Hilltop building.
Well, I look at it three different ways, Pat. Here's how I look at it. I do look at it from your lens as somebody who attended the school there, had great memories. I think for a lot of the folks that lived on the east side of town, that school meant quite a bit. And so I do feel sad for them. I also feel, sad for the property owners that have had to live by the place for the last 20 years and see it deteriorate and then have the things that went on in there. And so I'm happy for them. And then I think about a third piece of it is it's a lesson, right? I mean, my goodness. How many of these are we going to encounter and take on over the next 10 years? And hopefully it's a good lesson on beefing up codes enforcement, working with owners to make sure that the taxpayers don't have to bear the burden of this expense, indefinitely.
And maybe something future to improve that area there, John. Maybe a new complex for apartments?
I love that. A fourth way to look at it is, exactly that. I believe that we'll likely offer that for sale, maybe replat it into three residential lots, two residential lots, or even recruit some type of apartment complex there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So we'll see what happens down the road with the Hilltop building there on High Street in Webster City, tearing down, coming very, very soon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you be sure to provide video coverage of that.
And we'll do the best we can. We've got to find the date on when this is going to take place there, John.
We'll make sure we let you know when they get up there.
Yeah, sounds good.
But, yeah.
Anything else for the good of the cause this Tuesday morning?
Thank you for your service to our community and helping us talk about what's going on in the city.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
Right, we'll do this again. That would be on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, I believe, our next little visit.
Isn't it the
city council?
Oh, 3rd of March, yeah, because the city council meeting
second
is the
2nd. On
you got it right, bud.
Yep. Sounds good.
That's right. Good
All
to
right.
see you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Take care now. John Heron, Senior City Manager from KQWC. The time now is 8:53. Temperature reading stands at 41 degrees here at Radio Hill.